council may be dismissed. We have admissions on motion. Actually, you don't need to stay for those unless you'd like to. Welcome to the ceremony at which we admit attorneys who have been admitted on motion. We're sorry we didn't have a better prologue for you, but that's the way things are in this world. The procedure will be as follows. We'll do this fairly quickly. I'll ask the presenters to come forward and one at a time and briefly present your applicant. If the applicant would stand as you're being introduced, stand in place where you are so that we can see who you are. After all the applicants have been presented, we'll have a motion, and then we'll have the oath of office administered by Justice Stratton. The first presenter is Sean Organ.
May it please the Court, Your Honor. I'm here on behalf of actually two applicants, Ben Anderson and Laura Anderson, his wife. Laura's with my law firm, Jones Day Roxbow, in the office. They both transferred here from California, where they worked for 5 years. Ben was with Harder Hat, is now with the law office of Harder Hat in Cleveland. As I said, Laura's now with Jones Day. They're both medical graduates in 87 and government graduates tonight.
Thank you. Roger Whitaker.
Thank you. I'm here to present Suzanne Ingersoll-Bell, submitted in Florida in 1979 and in Missouri in 1988. She's currently employed by the Fort Columbus, Columbus Airport Authority as a contracting specialist.
Thank you. Catherine Korda.
Thank you. I'm here to present Mark Anthony Bramble. Mr. Bramble is a graduate of William & Mary, graduated in 1989. Partner in the firm of Kessler Kessler & Bramble, which is located in Charleston, West Virginia. He's been to Florida, West Virginia, and in Kentucky. I don't really know Mr. Bramble. He referred to us in a presentation by a mutual major client, and I consider they're asking us to be an indication, so we think are very satisfied with his representation of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alan Kinzer. It would be well if the presenters could vouch for the good moral character of the applicants. It's part of the process. We'd like to hear that, frankly, if you know it.
Sorry, okay, go ahead. It's my privilege to present today two attorneys from the Pittsburgh law firm of Leo and Smock. First, Robert Henderson, and second, Sally Chimini. Ms. Chimini wanted me to point out that she is wearing a scarlet dress today for the occasion, and I can vouch for the good moral character of these applicants. Our firm, the Ward's Law Firm, and the firm of Leo & Smock have worked on several cases together and found them, the attorneys at Leo & Smock, to be of good moral character.
Thank you. Sharon Holland.
I'm pleased to present Mr. Gary Eller for admission before the Bar of the State of Ohio. Mr. Eller is a founder and shareholder in the law, the Detroit law firm of Woodman, Hubert, and Heller, and specializes in the area of medical malpractice defense. I've known Mr. Eller for 3.5 years and can vouch for his character and his utmost moral standards.
Thank you. Dale Brink.
I'm here to present Terry Eddy. Terry, I've known for the last 5 years, submitted to the bars in Pennsylvania and Washington, D.C., and I can vouch for a sound moral character.
Thank you. Is Mary Ann Fletcher here? Bruce Head.
Thank you,
Bruce Head.
Appreciate it, Mr. Chief Justice. represent David Brayley. I've known David for approximately 23 years. David and his family, I can certainly vouch for his good moral character. David is a member of the bars of the Commonwealth of Virginia, Michigan, and the Federal Circuit. His practice is limited primarily to patent and trademark law.
Thank you. William Ogden. Thomas Murray.
Mr. Chief Justice, Justices in the Supreme Court, it is my privilege to present Mary O'Neill, who has had a 20-year distinguished career before the fires of New York State and Georgia. I asked Molly, Mary, this morning what her most interesting professional experience has been, and this is apropos of this matter, Chief Justice, of moral character. She informed me that her most interesting job was a stint prosecuting a wide range of interesting vices for the Midtown Manhattan Office of Enforcement. I might say, more recently, in the past 6 months, she has been prosecuting certain vices to which some Irishmen and Irish women practicing law are prone, such as verbosity, fuzziness of thinking, hopeless affection for lost causes. And I say to this court, with some confidence, that I believe that in the years ahead, this court and the citizens of Ohio and our profession will benefit from this lady's skill, personal and professional integrity, and her commitment to excellence in the cause of justice.
Thank you. Carol Childs.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. It is my privilege to present to you Maria Palma, who has recently moved to Ohio within the past 2 to 3 years. Her background is that she graduated from Villanova University in 1981, Pace University of Law in 1984. Since 1985, she has practiced before the bars of both New York and New Jersey. It is my privilege to present her to you. I have known her professionally and personally for the last 5 years, and I can certainly heartily vouch for her integrity and moral character.
Thank you. John McDonald.
I am pleased to present to you today for admission my friend, Mr. Raymond Ray. Mr. Ray is a 1982 admittee to the Bar of the State of Florida. He serves as corporate counsel to various environmental firms and practice both in Denver, Colorado, and here in Columbus. He has now chosen to make this his home, and I'm sure he will bring honor and distinction to the bar.
Thank you. Corey Reed.
It is my honor and privilege to present Edmund W. Searby for admission to the Ohio Bar. Mr. Searby is a graduate of Dartmouth College and University of Michigan School of Law. He is a member in good standing of the Illinois Bar and has practiced for the past 5 years as an assistant U.S. attorney in the Middle District of Florida. Mr. Searby has recently joined the law firm as a fellow associate with Jones Day, Revison, Polk, and Cleveland office. And I can vouch for the character of Mr.
Searby. Thank you. Richard Colella.
May it please the court, I'm privileged to present Jeff Weir. I've known Jeff for 16 years and can vouch for his good moral character and high level professional competence.
Thank you. James Freed.
Please the court. My privilege to present for your consideration Christopher J. Yost. Christopher is a graduate of Brigham Young University, of George College of Law, University of Pacific, and Georgetown College of Law, where he received his master's in law. He's been served as counsel to Federal Labor Relations Authority in Washington, as well as the Federal Home and Safety and Health Review Commission of Washington. He joined our law firm, Corey Sater, in April of 1996. I have been closely with him since that time and personal vouch for his high character and moral competence.
Thank you. I believe Justice Resnick has a motion she'd like to make at this time.
I move that the persons just presented be admitted.
Hearing no objection. I hear no objection. Good. The applicants will please come forward, and if you'll face the bench across the front of the bench. The oath will be administered by Justice Stratton.
You will raise your hand, please, and repeat after me. I state your name. Hereby accept my responsibilities. As a member of the bar,
I will support
the Constitution and laws of the United States.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
And the Constitution and laws of Ohio.
I will in all respects.
Observe and abide.
By the code of professional responsibility.
Approved and adopted.
By the Supreme Court of Ohio.
I will represent.
My client zealously.
Within the bounds of the law.
And will not knowingly assert.
Any unwarranted claim or defense.
Take any unjust action.
Or employ or countenance any undue influence.
Deception, falsehood, or fraud.
I will attend.
To my client's affairs.
With diligence, dispatch, and competence.
Free from compromising influences.
Free from compromising influences.
same.
Deserving and separate identity of the same.
And strictly accounting for my stewardship.
Strictly accounting for my stewardship.
I will discharge the duties.
I will discharge the duties.
Of attorney and counselor at law.
Of attorney and counselor at law.
As an officer of the courts of this state.
As an officer of the courts of this state.
And of the United States.
And of the United States.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
To the best of my knowledge and ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations to all of you. Welcome to the bar. Perhaps I should add to that, you will not become an alcoholic.
I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the bar, the court, and the bar of Ohio to be members of our bar, with a very few exceptions. We believe we have a very strong bar in Ohio. Our hope is that it will be even stronger now that you are members. Congratulations. Good luck. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise.